Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
In Inwood, a gun battle last night involving a suspected drug trafficker, NYPD, state and federal law enforcement officials. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
The neighbors said 72 Vermilia Avenue in Inwood was a known drug marketplace for quite a while. That's why the Narcotics Task Force was there, to make an undercover drug buy. Police Chief Jeffrey Madry says one of the suspects pulled out a gun when the officers tried to make an arrest.
Members of the task force were able to apprehend one male right away, and they returned fire at the other male. Members of the task force moved back out of the building. They went outside, they secured the building, and they requested additional resources.
It was at that point the second suspect was found on the floor of the apartment.
Our emergency service unit entered the apartment. As they got closer to the male, they saw a gun on his person. They were able to move the gun away, but they realized that the male had already succumbed to his injuries.
No police officers were injured. The Daily News said kilos of drugs were found in the apartment, the drugs being cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Inwood.
There has been an arrest in the horrific death of three women in Queens, a mother, her daughter, and her stepdaughter, who was confined to a wheelchair, were all found fatally stabbed. Police say they tracked down and arrested a 22-year-old suspect in Virginia. A home health care worker found the bodies of the women around 11 a.m. yesterday at a single-family home on 182nd Street in Springfield Gardens. A neighbor who a neighbor named Kofi, who did not give his last name, told 1010 Winds he was very surprised to learn of the murder.
It's ridiculous, very, very pathetic, because I've been here for almost 20 years now. And such a thing is like a news to me.
The suspect has not been identified, nor have police released a potential motive. A fatal house fire last night in Clifton, New Jersey. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
The roaring fire gutted every floor of a house on Ladwick Lane, and in the process it took three lives. The dead were 65-year-old Stephen Warga, 71-year-old Elaine Warga, and 95-year-old Helen Popovich. She lived on the top floor and used a walker to move around. A neighbor, Francisco Pina, said he saw the flames shooting into the air.
You know, I had just passed with the dog like a half hour before, and it was all fine, you know, and then all of a sudden the whole house is up in flames. It was incredible. You could feel the heat all the way to the corner.
There was a fourth person injured at the scene. He was taken to St. Joseph University Medical Center in stable condition. The cause of the tragic fire hasn't been released by the Clifton Police Department. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Clifton.
Mayor Adams is talking Project Pivot today. It's a new school safety initiative first introduced in October, providing students with access to resources and designed to improve academic success and social and emotional well-being, including giving washing machines to schools so that students will attend class.
They're now part of our Project Pivot of going into the schools, identifying the pain and suffering of our children. Putting washing machines in school because children are not going to classes because they don't have clean clothing. Food pantries in school. Mentorships in school.
He made his comments at Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network. Police are searching for a suspect who beat a 73-year-old man with his own cane on a subway train. Happened around 3:30 this morning on the southbound 1 train on the Upper West Side. Suspect ran off the train at 96th Street stop. Investigators have not said what led up to the attack or a possible motive. Victim was taken to St. Luke's Hospital with bruising and swelling to his head and face. Queens DA Melinda Katz and NYPD officials are hosting another gun buyback event today. This one is in Far Rockaway. If you surrender a weapon, you can receive a $200 bank card and an iPad. 100% anonymous, no questions asked. If you hand in two or more, you'll receive an additional $250 gift card to Food Bazaar Supermarket. The buyback goes until 4 p.m. today at the Church of God Christian Academy on Central Avenue in Far Rockaway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.